Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Today is November 11th, 11/11/2025. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. As you can see, I'm not home. So I'm still away in Tulsa, but I will be live Thursday back from home base. And so we'll be doing a live then as well. Welcome to everybody who's coming in right now. I'm actually looking to see who's coming in. Let's see. Let's see if I can scroll down here a little bit. I see Winter Haven, Florida, Nova Scotia. Hello to our wonderful friends in Canada. We're happy to have you with us. Shelby, Michigan, Scottsdale, Arizona. I see Alabama coming in as well. Let's see who else is coming on because the chat's really starting to move here. California, New Jersey, Uganda. Hello to our international audience coming in and our friends all the way in Uganda who are watching today. Very happy to have you with us. I see Kentucky, Iowa, North Georgia, Texas. God bless Texas. We love our Texas audience as well. North Carolina, Kennesaw, Georgia, Ohio, Alpena, Michigan, Puerto Rico. Hello to our wonderful friends in Puerto Rico who are watching. Cabo San Lucas, welcome, welcome. Happy to have you with us. Northwest Indiana as well. Let's see who else is coming in. Long Island, we love our Long Islanders. We absolutely love them. Ireland, hello to our wonderful friends in Ireland and across Europe. I see Norway as well. Hello to our friends in Norway. Chris is part Norwegian. If you can't tell by the blonde hair and the big blue eyes that the man has not a shred of Italian in him. So yes, he is a good part Norwegian, actually. My husband. Let's see who else is coming in as people are jumping on. Oklahoma and South Jersey. Welcome, welcome. Let's see who else is coming in. Alberta, Canada. Bless you. Hello. Tennessee as well. Virginia, Kansas, and Indianapolis, Indiana. Hello as well to Spanaway, Washington, and Washington State. God bless you. Hello. Very happy to have you with us. And hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I just saw New Zealand come in as well. Hello to our friends across the globe in New Zealand. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. And so what I'm going to do is I've got some interestingly explosive things to get into tonight, really. We're going to talk about quite a bit. But what I'm going to do first is open up in prayer, as usual. Give this over to the Lord while it's still light out here, because now it's getting dark an hour early. So it's kind of nice because we're an hour behind in Oklahoma than in New York. So we actually have an extra hour right now of daylight to do the broadcast. So let's humble ourselves before the Lord. And we are buckle up because we're going to get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, your almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short, Father. Lord, we just praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that he rose again in 3 days miraculously after making an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished," and he paid the price in full. Lord, he ascended back into heaven, took his rightful victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your power and your might saturate the atmosphere. Let your presence, Father God, brood over this place, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor and minister to those who are watching tonight, Father God. Lord, go before us, be our front and rear guard tonight, Father God. Order our steps, Order my words, Father God, tonight. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God. May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Lord, allow me and our team the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround above and below the skies, the land, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, Lord, we just ask, Father, that smoke screens would go up, Father God, to just block, Father God, anything that wants to monitor, Father God, any monitoring spirits, Father God, let them be blocked from doing so tonight, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, witchcraft, sorcery, hex, vex, spells, voodoo, incantation, sorcery, and any form of weaponized demonic activity or curse that would be attempted against us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command that broken, canceled, aborted, destroyed, dismantled, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, destroyed, rendered powerless, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. Lord, and it cast back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return, nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Lord. You are the potter, most certainly just the clay. We are vessels to and molded to be filled, Father God, with your power and your glory, Father God. Lord, every breath we take is because of you. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. Your word says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father God, that you are holy, that you are righteous, Father God, that you sit on the highest throne, that there is none like you, there is none that could ever match you, Father God. And we just praise you, we thank you, we give you all the glory tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Okay, welcome to those jumping on during prayer. Praise the Lord. We are going to be off and running in just a moment. So if you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. I've got some seriously explosive things with props to get into tonight. So we are going to methodically go through this, but there is some incredibly insightful, prophetic things that we're going to kind of unpack tonight and deal with across a span of what is going on right now in the nation and within the earth. Also Thursday, we're going to be making an announcement as well. We have a new member coming to the sanctuary, so we will be announcing that on Thursday as well. Okay, so November 9th, it was really the 8th, I think we did the last broadcast, which was Thursday, November 8th. The Lord led me to call for a three-day fast, which started November 9th and ended November 11th, which is today, right? 9/11. Something started happening within that window. So on the 9th of November, the government shutdown entered its 40th day, which was Sunday, right? And all of a sudden, in that window, movement begins to happen. And 8 Democrats break with the rest of their party and side with the Republicans to begin to, within that November 9/11 window, to begin to move a bill forward and pass it in an attempt to reopen the government. So we have the AP News update from today, which is 11/11. And it says, live updates, healthcare subsidies still divide Congress as government shutdown nears an end. And it said, the Senate passed legislation Monday to reopen the government, bringing the longest shutdown in U.S. history closer to an end as a small group of mostly Democrats ratified a deal with Republicans, earning searing criticism from the Democratic Party because they want to keep it shut down. Now, it said the 41-day shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been on recess since mid-September, they shouldn't have even left. Let me just say this. When the government shuts down, sorry, no recess. You know, if you're even a threat of a shutdown, sorry, no recess. Since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. So you have 11/9/2025 to 11/11/2025, which is when we called for the fast. That is when movement began within that window, praise God. But the whole month of November is this way, where you have 9/11, the entire month of November, the way the calendar has worked out. And I'm going to show you the significant, the prophetic significance of the shutdown entering its 40th day. So when the shutdown entered into the 40s, right, and entered the 40th day on Sunday, I'm going to show you the prophetic significance of this and how this is prophetically moving along here. So the shutdown began October 1st, 2025, 10/1/2025, which equals 9/11. 10 plus 1 is 11, 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. It was also Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement and Repentance, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. So the prophetic message to the nation, the day the government shut down, was repent 9/1/1. Okay, as we entered this historical shutdown, it's now the longest shutdown in history. November 9th was the 40th day mark. November 9th has 9/11 in the date as well. 11/9/2025. 9/11 is in the date as well, that it hit exactly 40 days. Now, the Senate took that massive step forward on the exact 40th day with the group of Democrats, they said, caving basically and breaking to join with Republicans to pass a revamped plan to end the shutdown. Now, 40 days was the amount of time in the Old Testament it rained in the book of Genesis because the land had been filled with violence. The land had been degraded. It was filled with wickedness and it was filled with violence. 40 days is also the amount of time in the New Testament that Jesus was in the wilderness in Matthew 4 when the enemy came and tempted him. And in fact, Matthew chapter 4, verses 9 through 11 of all verses, 9/11 says, and he said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, go away, Satan, for it is written and forever remains written. You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and angels came and ministered to him. Now, isn't that interesting? That's verse 11. Then the devil left him, right? And we're in the 11th month and we see what's going on. I just find that very interesting. But I will tell you, Matthew 4, verses 9 through 11, 9/11, that is the warning for Congress right now. The temptation to compromise for power. This contains a warning for Congress in the time we're in the 9/11 time we're in the 11th month we're in. That is the warning, being it hit the 40th day, and even on the 40th day, 9/11 was in that date. Now, let's go to Genesis 6:11. Genesis 6:11, you'll see where I'm going with this, says, the population of the earth was corrupt, absolutely depraved, spiritually and morally putrid in God's sight. And the land was filled with violence, meaning desecration, outrage, assault, and lust for power. That's what it means. Interestingly enough, and here we're going to start with props, Genesis 6:11, right? Upside down equals 9/11. So it's very interesting that Genesis 6:11, the reversal of that, equals 9/11. Now, the word in Genesis 6:11 for violence is Hamas. It's C-H-A-M-A-S. The word Haman, the enemy in the book of Esther from the line of Amalek, and Hamas, H-A-M-A-S, are separated by one letter, by just one letter. So during a shutdown that began on a day equaling 9/11, with a message and warning to repent, repent 9/11, that has now lasted past 40 days, within that window, out of New York City, ground zero for 9/11, a Haman arises within that 40-day window. And I've shown this before, but you're going to see where I'm going with this because I'm building to something else here. So Zoram Mamdani, has Haman in his name, right? He's got the word. He literally has the word Haman in his name. Now, on top of this, Haman came from the line of Amalek. Okay, so just keep this in mind for a moment here. Haman comes from the line of Amalek. Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter. Now, during this 40-day shutdown, within that window, with a message that says repent 911, Haman comes to power, right? Okay, he comes to power, and he's from the line of Amalek, and Governor Kathleen Hochul of New York endorsed him, and together their names equal Amalek. So Haman from the line of Amalek, because this spirit is going to attempt to bring alliances together. Okay, now we're going to go further with this. We're going to go even further. It wouldn't shock me. I'm going to say this first. Because it's all connected in the spirit, right? It's a spiritual battle for rights to this nation, the areas of the nation connected to the covenant and over prophetic timelines, and this even stretches globally. That's what we're seeing right now. It wouldn't shock me if this shutdown ended from days 45 to 47. So between days 45 and 47 of the shutdown is when it completely ended and the government opened back up, because that not only equals Trump's presidencies, he was the 45th and now he's the 47th, but that equals 9/11 as well. 4 + 5 = 9, 4 + 7 = 11. This is a setup for what's coming, because they're going to attempt to cut President Trump's term short. This is all the enemy attempting to position the pieces in order to drive him out of his presidency early, the same way Haman attempted to drive out, the same way Absalom attempted to drive out. So this is the one of the warnings to intercede and pray when it comes to this. This was like a test. So what we're seeing right now, it was like a test. It's like a test. You know how you have the emergency broadcast system, right? And it comes up. This is a test of your emergency broadcast system. Well, this was the test of the emerging blue socialist system. That's exactly what this was. And this is why 911 keeps popping up over and over and over again. Now, today, Tuesday, is now the 42nd day of the shutdown. And again, I'm saying I wouldn't be shocked if this shutdown ended from days 45 to 47, because it would align with prophetically what is happening in the thread all year of what has been going on, including President Trump's presidencies, the 9/11 thread. There is a prophetic theme. This has been going on all year. It began in January. January was the first time the Lord had me mention this. Towards the end of January is when this theme started to emerge. Now, during the shutdown, something else happened. Very interesting. So you have Mamdani, the Muslim socialist, which sounds like an oxymoron, by the way. Calling someone like a Muslim socialist, I don't know. It sounds like an oxymoron to me. But okay, he wins the New York City mayor's race. And we watch a prophetic timeline play out before our very eyes. Now, there's multiple ones I'm going to talk about tonight. The New York mayor's and governor's race is playing out according to the prophetic timeline of the book of Esther. And I'm going to show you how this is. So Esther chapter 1, verse 2, which is also 12. 12 biblically represents government and rule. It says, in those days when King Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, S-H-U-S-H-A-N, remember that word, Shushan, the citadel, which is the capital, right? So this is all playing out around the capital. Esther 2:16 says, so Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his royal palace in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, and in the 7th year of his reign. 10th month, 7th year. Tebeth is December to January on the Jewish calendar. Now, January 2027 is when the New York governor will take their place, which is the month of Tevet. Elise Marie Stefanik just announced she's running for governor of New York. Now, this would also be at the time the new governor of New York would take their place in January of 2027 in the month of Tevet, would be 7 years, almost to the day, of what happened back in the 2020 election, because we're watching a reversal go forth, right? The 7 year reversal. 2020 also led to Cuomo being ousted in 2021. So the events of 2020 between COVID and the election also led to an early ousting in the state of New York. And then we have the governor's race coming up here, which would be November 2026, right? And the new governor would take their place 7 years since the 2020 election. Okay, so it would be 7 years. In the 10th month, the month of Tevet, which would be December to January, that's when the new governor would take their place. Now, Esther's title was higher than Haman's. The governor is higher than the mayor. Haman was like a prime minister almost. Esther was the queen. Now, knowing all this, let me show you what is hidden within these races. Okay, let me show you here what's hidden within these races. Okay, so we're going to go back to this for a minute to set this up for all of you. All right, right? Zoram Mamdani, Haman, from the line of Amalek, right? Kathleen Hochul, Mamdani together make Amalek. However, if a Haman has arisen and Esther has to rise, if Haman has taken a seat of prominence and Esther has to arise in that area, there has to be some surfacing of Esther, and it's hidden in the New York governor's race. And I'm going to show you how. So Elise Marie Stefanik just announced her run for governor, right? So we have Elise Marie Stefanik facing off against Kathleen Hochul right now, okay? So this is what has happened. Well, guess what? Within their names is Esther. Within the governor's race right now, between Elise Marie Stefanik and Governor Kathleen Hochul, is Esther. Hidden within their names, and not only Esther is hidden within their names, but Shushan, which was the citadel, which was the capital, Shushan is also hidden in their names. So you have Esther and Shushan hidden within the governor's race, first of all. Now, let's continue here, because this is going to get more and more interesting as we go forth. Now, not only do we have that, but we have to now, knowing these things, we have to understand that a Mordecai is going to arise in this. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But for Esther, for Haman to arise, Esther has to arise. And for Elise Stefanik to win, she has to understand the book of Esther and the battle for the legal rights over New York in the spirit, which affects the natural. This is a battle over a prophetic timeline and legal rights the enemy has laid claim to in New York, where the covenant was ratified in New York City. She needs to understand how to run her campaign according to this in order to win, which also means in this, there's a Mordecai rising. Mordecai took Haman's place. Haman fell from his position. The decree of destruction that he put out reverses upon him, falls upon him because of Esther. Haman is then replaced by the king with Mordecai. Mordecai took Haman's place when Haman was found out by the king and exposed for his violent plans and removed. So Haman's term was cut short. Keep this in mind with the incoming mayor of New York City and what is hidden within the governor's race, because this is all following a prophetic timeline. So this means that the enemy is attempting to hide agendas within events that are crafted to connect to hide other parts of the plan. that then he wants to activate, okay? So the enemy right now is purposefully hiding agendas within events. There are other things hidden spiritually within events, but the enemy is attempting to do some things here when it came to Zoram Mamdani and when it comes to others. And I'm going to show you right now. This is where it's going to get explosive. This is where now it's going to really begin to get explosive. Prophetically, what we're going to talk about, what's unfolding in the nation, and something else that's unfolding that we actually can intercede and pray. So in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 18, the first part of that verse says, "Here is wisdom. Let the person who has enough insight calculate." The word in Greek for calculate is, it is sephizo. So it's P-S-E-P-H-I-Z-O, sephizo, okay? I think the P is silent, the first P. It means to count, to calculate, or to reckon. So the origin comes from sephos, which means pebble. The word came from the practice of using pebbles for counting or tabulating things. The context for Revelation 13, 18, the verse uses the imperative form, sephisato, which is a command to count. Let he who has wisdom, I'm commanding them to reckon this, to reckon what I'm about to show you, to count. Okay, this is what we are going to do. We're going to do some reckoning and some counting right now because the Lord gives the wisdom. And when the Lord gives the wisdom, we could see things and can see things that we couldn't always see. I'm going to show you something with Charlie Kirk that is going to lead into something else having to do with somebody else in the Trump administration. So you're going to see what I'm talking about as we unfold. Charlie Kirk, the tragedy that happened in Orem, Utah, okay? The enemy in the kingdom of darkness and its disciples will attempt to put events in place that have coded or hidden in them the blueprints for other events that they will attempt to align to open spiritual doors to commit the destruction in the natural. So I'm going to show you something with the tragedy that happened with Charlie Kirk in Orem, Utah, where he was tragically killed, that will blow your mind, that the Lord opened my eyes to, and that allowed me to see something else from there that I'm sharing for the first time publicly tonight. And I'm going to take it further. I'm going to take it further as well. So we did a short about this, but I'm taking this a step further right now. So I'm going to show you something that has been with Charlie Kirk, and then we're going to get to the other part of it, okay? So I'm going to show you something with Charlie Kirk. Okay, let me get my props here, because there's quite a few, so I need you to follow me on this, okay? We got quite a bit to go through here. Okay, ready? Thomas Matthew Crooks was the alleged assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania, when they attempted to kill President Trump July 13th, 2024. Within Thomas Matthew Crooks' name is Orem. So within his name is the word Orem. Ryan Routh was the alleged assassin who was convicted, who attempted to kill President Trump near Mar-a-Lago, September of 2024. Within Ryan Routh's name is the word Utah, okay? So far we got Thomas Matthew Crooks, Orem, Ryan Routh, Utah. Stay with me. Butler, Pennsylvania was the location of the first assassination attempt back in July of 2024 that connected to Thomas Matthew Crooks. Within the words Butler, Pennsylvania, you have Tyler and UV, okay, such as in Utah Valley. Tyler and UV. Okay. And then the date for Butler, Pennsylvania was July 13th, 2024. So if you take the 2 plus 2 plus the 4, and the 1 plus the 13, you get 9, and then 7 plus 3 is 10. So you get 9:10. Now, then if you take the two locations of the two attempted assassinations, Butler, Pennsylvania and Mar-a-Lago, you get Turning Point, okay? Hidden within this. When you put it all together, Thomas Matthew Crooks, Ryan Routh, Butler, Pennsylvania, Mar-a-Lago, and the date, you get Orem, Utah, UV Tyler, 9-10, Turning Point. Now you tell me the odds of events being lined up in such a way that have a similar nature of assassinations, that hidden within those events was another event to come that the enemy was going to unlock doors to attempt. I will show this to you one more time because I know this is a lot, but I'll show it to you one more time. Let me just make sure I have the pages in order because I want to make sure we do this correctly. Okay. Now I'm going to take you to another one too. That's going to make your jaw drop in a minute. Thomas Matthew Crooks, alleged assassin in Butler, has the name Orem in it, which was the place, the city where Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Ryan Routh, the second assassin in September 2024, Mar-a-Lago, has the word Utah in it. Butler, Pennsylvania was the first location of the first assassination back in July of 2024. That has Tyler UV in it. Okay, Tyler UV. The date of the Butler attempt was 7/13/2024. If you add 2 + 2 + 4 in the one from the 13, you get 9, and 7 and 3, you get 10. 9/10. And then the two locations, Butler, Pennsylvania and Mar-a-Lago, of both assassination attempts, has the name Turning Point within it. So when you look at all this together, these assassination attempts on President Trump's life, the date, the locations, and the assassins, you get Orem, Utah, UV Tyler, 9/10, Turning Point. That is what you get, because the enemy will attempt to formulate events, and his disciples are doing this, code within them, hide within the agenda to unlock another event that they made to make these events happen first and make these attempts first and attempt these assassinations first and try to shed blood here first in order to unlock the door to the next event. Does that make sense? Because this is something the Lord opened my eyes to while I was fasting. And this is when I saw this. Now, I'm going to do the second one slower for you because I know I went a little fast and that's why I did it twice for you. But there's something else to this. So there's also, not only is there that the kingdom of darkness is actually doing this, but I'm going to show you something that's coded with an event that just happened that is yet to come that we can actually intercede and pray. So let's put up the news article. I'm telling you, this is how the kingdom of darkness hides its agendas. It hides in plain sight. It covers its agendas. It attempts to move under the radar. That's no accident. All those events were put together that way with the names of the assassins, with the dates and the locations, and hidden within that is that. You see, because the kingdom of darkness doesn't want you to uncover them, but we as the body of Christ have to uncover them in this hour in order to stop what they want to attempt to do. So, if you all remember this event that happened, FBI investigates hunting stand with sightline to Trump's Air Force One exit area at Palm Beach Airport. So if you all remember, Secret Service found a hunting stand. They found a hunting stand that had a sight line to Air Force One at the Palm Beach Airport. This actually happened right after the night of prayer that we did for the Trump family, the Kirk family, and the nation. So let's take a look at this, okay? Let's take a look at this because this I saw today. Ready? And I'll show you what it means. But we have hunting stand, Secret Service, because they found it, Palm Beach Airport, and Air Force One. Those were the main points of that story, right? And 10/16/2025 was the date, which actually has 9/11 in it because 2 + 2 + 5 is 9. And then the one from the 10 and the one from the 16, you get 9/11 in this date. Hunting stand, Secret Service, Palm Beach Airport, Air Force One. Now I'm going to show you with the, I know you're going to see that I circled a lot here, but I'm going to show you what it spells. Okay. So that happened, right? On a date that has 9/11 in the date. Let me show you what's in it. Ready? This is going to blow your mind. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, and Eric Trump, 911. Coded within this, Huntington Secret Service, Palm Beach Airport, Air Force One, coded within this, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, Eric Trump, 911. Now you tell me that with a hunting stand being found, when it was found, with the sight line to where it was found, in the location that it was found, you tell me that this is a mistake. You tell me that this isn't intentional. Tell me it's not. That all of a sudden, hunting stand, the hunter becomes the hunted, right? We're watching that. We're watching the Haymans rise to hunt down political prey. But this, what just happened, you tell me this is not intentionally coded into it, because this is who they're going to try to hunt next. This is who is on their target list next. This is not a mistake. This is how the kingdom of darkness codes, hides, conceals matters. It's up to us to search them out. So basically, the kingdom of darkness will try to cover, code, and conceal a matter. And they will try to ensure that we are too distracted with the circus going on, right, to see it. That's why you have to shut the circus off. Yes, an occult means hidden. Occult means hidden. So they do the circus for you. So you'll be distracted and you won't see this. You won't see this, right? Or you won't see this. Or you won't see, hold on here. Or you won't see this, right? Or you won't see this. Or this. Or this. Or this. They purposely do the circus so you won't see this or this. Because if you understand spiritually what they're about to do, you, because the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, can actually intercede and begin to disrupt their plans, their timelines, their purposes, and start locking doors in the name of Jesus Christ that they're trying to open. When you can see this, when you can see this, you get ahead of it. You get ahead of their plans. And that means then, in the name of Jesus Christ, you can disrupt, dismantle, and destroy them. This is not a mistake. This is how the enemy is moving. You know how I know this? If they can do this in the military and do codes and whatever else they're doing, so can the kingdom of darkness and its dark disciples. Those, so can those embedded deep within the government, right? Who have sold out to darkness and are serving darkness. The enemy is hiding it in plain sight, and he's hiding it within other events in order to align them with the event he wants to commit, with the atrocity he wants to commit, to unlock that gate and unlock that door. You need to intercede and pray for Marco Rubio and for Eric Trump. You need to intercede and pray for them both. He has actually been moved to military housing. And I remember during the night of prayer, the Lord had dropped in my spirit to warn Marco Rubio. I didn't understand why. It was before they announced the hunting stand. So we've actually played this clip before with Marco Rubio, where I had warned him in the night of prayer that they were going to try to go for him from the back, right? And the Lord had dropped that in my spirit. Well, I didn't understand why. And then they announced they found the hunting stand. And then today is when the Lord showed me this. This is why he's being warned. This is why Eric Trump is being warned. This is why we have to intercede and pray, because they're purposely turning up the circus to distract us so we won't see these things. Because if we see them, we can actually intercede and disrupt their plans in the name of Jesus Christ. So this is why all the hoopla and the noise has been turned up on the conservative side, with these conservative podcasters claiming they care so much about you, with the shutdown, with Congress, with these elections, with what's happening in the nation and in New York City, because they want you to just see it on the surface and never understand that there's a much more sinister, deeper spiritual thread and spiritual component that is unlocking doors and gates in order to commit the next part of the plan and of the event that the kingdom of darkness wants to carry out. We have to understand this. And, you know, Paul says we cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices, that we are to be sober-minded and vigilant. To not be ignorant is to be willing and open for the Lord to show you the ways that the enemy hides, conceals, and moves about. Because once you see it, you're no longer ignorant to it. And Paul says we shouldn't be ignorant to these things. Revelation 13, 18 says, let he who has wisdom calculate. It is a command to reckon something. It's a command to count. It's a command to add up. Because the mystery of lawlessness has been at work for a long time. And we, as the body of Christ, have to understand this and get wise to this. This is lawlessness at work. This is lawlessness at work, right here. That's the mystery of lawlessness at work. So now you can all start interceding and praying in order to disrupt the events to come. There's multiple timelines the enemy is attempting to work in the nation right now. You've got multiple timelines arising out of different areas, all reverse engineered in many ways from scripture, in order to try to take control of territories in the nation with the sole purpose, I believe, one of the sole purposes of cutting President Trump's second term short. First of all, okay, so let me get my notes back up here because this stuff is really happening. This stuff is really happening. And we need to understand that Haman and Absalom are attempting to rise in the land, right? Haman and Absalom, similar spirits, similar individuals, are attempting to rise in the land. And if you have, because also Haman and Absalom wanted to hunt down political prey. Let me be very clear. The thread between Haman and Absalom and what we're watching rise, they wanted to hunt down political prey. Okay, so there's the common prophetic thread there. Now, when it comes to Haman and Absalom rising, if you have Absalom arising too, right, and President Trump and his cabinet don't recognize this, I'm telling you, it's going to try to take the whole kingdom from him, like with David. I'm telling you, if the Haman and the Absalom are not recognized, it's going to attempt to try to oust him early from the kingdom. This is why I'm going to say this again. The Department of Defense, which is now the Department of War, needs a division of spiritual warfare and strategy within it. Because that component right now, the enemy is coding into events, trying to unlock other events, concealing and hiding things in plain sight in order to try to go after the heirs, destroy heirs, take kingdoms, take territories, and raise up his dark slaves and puppets in order to occupy certain territories within this nation that will actually give them a foothold in many other areas of the nation. This is why within the Department of War, there should be a division of spiritual warfare and strategy. Now, we are watching Haman arise in some of these political races, because Haman held a political office. In the book of Esther, Haman held a political office. However, Absalom is a different story. Absalom attempted a coup to take a political office. He was connected politically, but he wasn't technically in office. He was David's son, but he wasn't king. It wasn't like he was holding a position in David's cabinet or anything. He was connected, but he wasn't necessarily holding some high position. Now, I want to go to 2 Samuel 15, 1 through 18, but we're going to break it up a little for you so we can talk about this. Okay, so 2 Samuel 15, 1 through 18. After this, Absalom provided for himself a chariot and horses and 50 men as runners before him. He would get up early and stand beside the road to the gate of the city where court was held. And when any man who had a dispute came to the king for judgment, Absalom would call to him, "From what city are you?" And he would say, "Your servant is from one of the tribes of Israel." Then Absalom would say to him, "See, your claims are good and right, but there is no man appointed as the king's agent to listen to you." Agent. Moreover, Absalom would say, "Oh, that I were appointed judge in the land, then every man who had a dispute would come to me and I would get justice for him." And whenever a man approached to bow down before him, he would put out his hand, take hold of him, and kiss him. This is how Absalom dealt with everyone in Israel who came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. So Absalom sets himself up as a champion of the people, as the one to get them justice, as the one who will champion the justice for them. We are watching this not only occur in Congress, because it's a setup. Speaker of the House, Mr. Mike Johnson, better not squander this time to the midterms, because there is an Absalom that is attempting to arise. There is a coup. This was the beginning of the setup for it. We see this with conservative podcasters right now too, certain ones, right? Absalom sat at the gate and daily attempted to get the people on his side for his conspiracy, okay? "Oh, I'm your champion. I will bring justice. I'm the one who cares about you." It's an act. Absalom was an act, a manipulation of the people in order to get the people's eyes on him. So the kingdom would begin to turn and he would end up becoming number one. Absalom didn't care about the people at all. He only wanted to use such to gain power. Verse 10, "But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel saying, 'As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, you shall say, Absalom is king in Hebron.' Then 200 men from Jerusalem who were invited as guests went with Absalom. They went innocently and knew nothing. And Absalom said for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, Gilo, which he was offering sacrifices. And the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom increased continually." Haman and Absalom are working together right now in different areas of the country. "And the conspiracy grew strong. And for a time, Absalom increased among the people because he had spies all out there getting info for him so then he could manipulate the public." Kind of like all the conspiracies growing strong about what might or might not have happened to Charlie Kirk. Conspiracies of those who are growing in number because they're going to get to the bottom of what happened. Absalom pretended to serve the Lord to position himself to take what was not authorized for him to have. He used sacrificing to the Lord as a cover to get himself into position and his men to try and overthrow the kingdom. Absalom took matters into his own hands, circumvented God's order in order to get justice and a position his own way. Now, conspiracies in Congress right now. This socialist, progressive, Muslim, Marxist movement that is happening within the Democratic Party and within Congress is Absalom as well. The conspiracy is growing strong to oust Chuck Schumer now and Hakeem Jeffries because they let Absalom in and now they open the door. And now you're watching it even happen on their side because Absalom has no loyalty. That spirit has no loyalty. And it's happening in the Republican Party, which means, because we're watching that happen on the Republican side, and we're watching that conspiracy arise, which means then it will attempt to reopen strike within the walls of the White House itself. It's even happening in the church. You have individuals taking matters into their own hands. I will get justice for all the victims. If only I were your leader. I'm not saying horrible abuses and things within the church should go on or should not be, you know, dealt with. I'm saying that Absalom's words may have been right, but the breath was wrong. The words may have sounded right, but the motive stunk, right? So there's many ways that we see this arising. You have man's way, Absalom's way, Haman's way, and then there is Almighty God's way. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this as well, because there are certain conservative podcasters right now, like Candace Owens, who are now putting out things to look into mega churches and their abuses, right? Sharing things like that. Time to start looking into mega churches and the abuse that's going on. But if you're going to do that, you have to look in your own backyard, in the Catholic Church first, which is one of the largest mega churches in the world, that just likes to relocate priests after they have been abused, after they have abused victims over and over again and been caught, never really bringing them to justice, but you just keep playing musical cardinals and relocating them to other parts of the country and world so they can reoffend. If you want to look into the abuses of mega churches, then you have to start looking in your own backyard really first, because it's happening on both sides. And I know we have Catholic viewers and we love our Catholic viewers, but you just can't call out other denominations and leave out one of the largest mega churches in the world and all its abuses. So you have that going on, right? Then you have people like Nick Fuentes and people like him. They're also Absaloms, growing a conspiracy. The conspiracy's growing strong. May look like for a moment they're succeeding. It's a setup for a spectacular fall, because Absalom is set up to fall. He's set up to look like the conspiracy is growing. He's set up to look like he's getting bigger. He's set up to look like he's taking the number one position. And then he, out of pride, gets goaded into war. And he falls. I'll tell you why we see, with everything happening, the MAGA movement fracturing, because it's built on idolatry. Part of the MAGA movement is built on idolatry. You want the Lord to bless something that he's not the foundation for. Absalom worshiped himself, and that is rampant in MAGA and the fracturing offshoots now of it. It's rampant. So you have conspiracies breaking off and growing strong and being formed against the rest of the group, because it's built on sand. It's not built on something solid in the Lord. And it is the first sign at the first sign of not getting their way, at the first sign that they didn't get their way with certain things being exposed and certain things coming out in the open and not all coming out at once when they wanted it out, when that didn't happen because we wanted it, because you made that your God, it falls apart. At the first sign of this is not going to be exposed, these files aren't coming out, this is not happening, it all begins to fall apart. Because you put your hope in something very fallible for your ultimate justice instead of the Lord, and the people did the same with Absalom. That is why MAGA is turning on its own. It's because Absalom is another type of Saul. Absalom has gotten in. Absalom, because David's not doing his job, because Absalom was allowed to do what he did because David didn't do his job and take care of business the first time. Absalom has gotten in, and you're watching this happen now. You're watching it run rampant because of the way this was built, because David within the kingdom didn't take care of the cracks and the dysfunction and the nonsense in his own house. He allowed the conspiracy of Absalom to be birthed from that. And that is what we're watching with the MAGA movement happen, because it's not built on anything solid and godly. It's built on self-worship and idolatry. You want to make America great again? Make America godly again. How about that? Make America godly again first. Then you can worry about making it great. That's why the message for the shutdown on October 1st, 2025 was repent 911. This is why. That's the warning. You see, they're busy having a civil war and they're not listening to the warning that's coming out across the nation of repent 911. They're not listening to it. And this is why you see the Absaloms and the Hamans and all of this arising, because they created a vacuum by putting their hope in a man, by building it on sand, by not putting their hope in the Lord, and by allowing fringe voices to arise to have the conspiracy grow strong. Now, David flees to Jerusalem. That's verse 13. Then a messenger came to David saying, the hearts of the men of Israel with Absalom. David said to all this, to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, arise, let us flee, or none of us will escape from Absalom. Go in haste, or we will overtake us quickly and bring disaster on us and strike the city with the edge of the sword. The king's servants said to him, listen, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king decides. So the king left and all his household with him. But the king left behind 10 women who were concubines to take care of the house. The king, which is interesting, 10 concubines are left behind. Haman has 10 sons. They're both defiled. Interesting. Verse 17, the king left and all the people with him, and they stopped at the last house. All of David's servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, Pelethites, and the Gittites, 600 men who had come with him from Gath, passed on before the king. So Absalom tries to rise to power by spreading conspiracies, taking what did not belong to him, and wooing the people by pretending to be a champion of justice and truth, when really he was just after wealth, power, and control. It was all a manipulation to take the kingdom from whom Absalom resented, circumvented Almighty God's plans, and illegally tried to take possession of what was never his. We're watching that happen. We're watching that happen in Congress, in the nation, with conservative podcasters right now. We're watching that happen in the Democratic Party. We're watching that happen in New York City. What's Ma'am Dami doing? I'm going to get you justice. Oh, if I'm your champion, if only I were elected, I would give you justice and rent freezes and free bus rides. If only it were me. Absalom is a sociopath. He's a liar. He uses people to grow conspiracy strong and then brings them into danger and ends up destroying them. You know how many men fell because of what Absalom did? You know how many men went with Absalom because the conspiracy grew strong? 20,000 men were slain in that battle in the forest when Absalom goes to war against David's men for the kingdom. It was all ripped away from him suddenly when he fell in battle after the Lord sent in Hushai, who was an advisor of David, to overthrow the good advice of Ahithophel, David's top advisor, who had defected to Absalom because he turned on him. Absalom was compelled by the Lord to take the advice of Hushai and go into battle off the intentional poor counsel. Absalom was made to believe it was better counsel than Ahithophel's, but the Lord had determined to overthrow Ahithophel's counsel with Hushai's counsel, which set Absalom up for an enormous fall, and 20,000 men fell with him. I am telling you, we are watching this play out prophetically before our very eyes. We are watching prophetically this play out before our very eyes. And We have to understand, when Absalom's and Haman arise, if they are allowed to continue with their conspiracies, it grows strong, it gets a hold on the kingdom, it makes a mess, and it ends up ending in a battle. And Absalom always falls in that battle. And we're watching it arise in many areas right now. We're watching it arise in the church. We're watching it arise in Congress. We're watching it arise in cities. We're watching it arise in the nation, which means then that Absalom and Haman have their eyes set on the White House. You see, that's the issue. And all of this noise being created, Absalom created a lot of noise to woo the people, and so they couldn't really see his plot. He wooed the people with, I'm going to get you justice. I'm going to find out the truth. I'm going to hear your case. I'm your champion. People that talk like that publicly, right? With hell coming out of their mouths. That's an Absalom. That's a spirit of delusion. That's Absalom. That's what that is. It's a dangerous, dangerous spirit to be led around by, because Absalom always falls in a spectacular way. He looks like he's winning for a minute. He looks like he's number one for a moment. He looks like he's on top for a moment. Looks like the conspiracy's grown. Looks like he's going to get the kingdom. And then he always heeds the bad advice from a counselor that God has planted there to lure him into taking that advice, to lure him in then for a spectacular fall. This is what's going on. And so this is why we need to pray and we need to intercede. And yes, I'm going to say this. You need to pray for these conservative podcasters. Pray for them. Pray for them. Intercede for them. If you were losing your way kind of because of maybe rabbit holes you were going down that were really snake pits, you'd want somebody to pray for you to be pulled out too. So we need to pray for them. We need to intercede and pray because there's an Absalom attempting to rise in the White House. That's happening, and in Congress, and against Speaker Johnson. So we need to intercede and pray for that. And also for Marco Rubio, as well as Eric Trump, because this is not an accident. But Absalom looks to hunt down political prey. Absalom was the hunter becomes the hunted. He tried to hunt down political prey. He became hunted. Haman was the hunter becomes the hunted. He tried to hunt down political prey and he became hunted. So if that is the pattern, back in 2019 is when the Lord first said to me, the hunter shall become the hunted, right? And then at the beginning of this year, he started me on 911. And now we see this hunting stand found, and we see other things unfolding in a 40-day plus government shutdown, as well as everything else that's unfolding. Repent 911, the day of the shutdown. Mamdani, who's got Haman in his name, getting elected in New York City, watching the rise of Haman and Absalom in order to try to hunt down political prey that the enemy has targeted. This is all happening. It's up to us to intercede and pray. It's up to us to, as the body of Christ, recognize it. Don't ignore it. Don't shy away from it, but intercede and pray that those strongholds will get torn down. Because I think what happens is people get off on tangents or on frivolous matters or on all the noise, right? Or, you know, this is coming out in Congress. This is coming out in the church. This is coming out in this. And then everybody takes matters into their own hands. This Charlie Kirk may have been betrayed, and everybody takes matters into their own hands. And it ends up in a spectacular fall. We have to do things and submit it to the Lord fully and completely, because the standard by which we judge will be the bar that we have set for God to judge us. And we have to remember that. So if we're going to call things out, speak about things, do these things, we better make darn sure we're adhering to the standard of what we are calling out, because that is hypocrisy when we don't do that. And so, not that any of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. But we are watching this underbelly of war happening in Congress, happening in MAGA, happening in the church, happening in the nation. And then suddenly Pete Hegseth says, we've switched over to war now. He made that announcement. He's like, we've switched from a position of defense to a position of war. Do you know why that is? Because spiritually, it's erupting in every area. How is it not going to erupt then on a national level with other nations? This is what I'm saying. You're watching that Haman-Absalom war erupt in cities, erupt in the church, erupt in Congress, erupt in the nation. Now Pete Hegseth makes that announcement. We're switching to a position of war. That's not an accident. That's not an accident. That's prophetic. It's because that's gone out into every area. Absalom wants war. Haman wants war. I want war with all of you. That's Absalom. That's Haman. That's their position, and they always fall by it. So this is why we have to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. We have to be sober-minded and vigilant. We have to be aware of what's going on. You know, if we call things, you know, if things are called out, you better make sure you're not ignoring your own backyard when you're doing that, because Absalom did that. He was calling out his daddy, and he had a whole mess going on, right? Haman, whole mess going on, right? But worried about the Jews. So we have to use wisdom in these things when we deal with this. And when the Lord shows us things, we have to be submitted to him when we speak them and when we speak the word of the Lord and when we come out, you know, with the power and authority that we've been given from on high. The Lord doesn't show us these things to ignore them, to be complacent, and to not do anything about them. He shows us so we can intercede, pray, tear down struggles, disrupt timelines, expose the plans of the kingdom of darkness and of the enemy. That's why he shows us. It's about time we started rising to the occasion of the church. We're going through a treacherous time. The church has to be alert, sober-minded, and vigilant. That's what has to go on. We have to be focused. They're turning up the noise in so many areas on matters to try to get your focus off of actually being able to see through the enemy's plans and the Lord shining that spotlight for you to be able to see right into it and it being exposed so then it can be dealt with and torn down. This is the whole point of it. This is a very real spiritual war. When Pete Hegseth said, we have switched to a position of war, that's not just physical, people. That's spiritual. That's spiritual. Because you're watching these spirits arise. You're watching war happen on many fronts. The word of God says a house divided cannot stand. Now, yes, we have to deal with things. We have to speak truth. We have to call things out. But there's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. Because the kingdom of darkness is very real. It's very mobilized. It's very diligent. It's very persistent. It's very strategic. And they're literally trying to constantly distract us so we can't see through it. It's about time those scales come off, guys, because this is a whole new level of warfare that we're going into, and the Lord is equipping us for it. In his mercy, we're being equipped. We're being called. We're being mobilized. We're being readied. We're being equipped with the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down destruction of strongholds. We're being equipped with dunamis power from on high. We're being equipped with eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. We're being equipped to see through the devices of the enemy and their inner workings. And that's a prophetic word right there. The Lord is showing the inner workings in this time of the devices of the enemy. Every day you should be praying, Lord, show me what others don't see. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, show me what others don't see in your word. Show me what others don't see what's going on right now. Show me what others don't see what's coming, Father God. Show me the deeper revelations. Show me the depths of what's happening. Show me the deeper plans of the enemy, Lord. Take the cover off of it. Allow me to see it, Father God, that I might be utilized by you in this time in order to equip the body of Christ. That's where we are at. And when we're open to the Lord showing it, when we're open to him showing it, you're cutting off another avenue of the enemy now. You're cutting off another weapon of his, another device, another cover, another event, another plan. About time we go on the offensive, people. There's those that are in the government, in this nation, political leaders, commentators, conservative podcasters, those in the church that want to send everybody running on the defensive. And it's about time we got on the offensive. And you pray for these people. You pray for them. You intercede for them. You don't just write them off. You pray and you intercede because you would want somebody doing it for you if you were in their position right now. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to pray right now. We're going to end in prayer as we're ending tonight. So let's all pray as we come together and touch and agree in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come before you tonight, Lord. Father, Lord, we know that you are an ever-present help in times of trouble. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might, Father God. Lord, we know, Father God, Lord, that you have equipped us from on high, that the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us, Father God, that according to Ephesians chapter 6, we put the whole and complete armor of God on us this day, Father God. We command the shield of faith to go up right now to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Every arrow the enemy is attempting to fire at us, let it be reversed upon the sender now in Jesus' name. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command be activated every capability of the sword of the Spirit to destroy the snares of the enemy, to pierce, puncture, and destroy every plot, word, weapon, assignment the enemy would attempt to deploy at us, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy has attempted to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that Almighty God has ordained for us, Father God. Lord, we bring these matters before you tonight, Father God. You have given this nation so much mercy that it never deserved. This nation never deserved the amount of mercy, Father God, that you gave it. Your wrath should have been poured out on it a long time ago. And Father, we're just asking that those commentators right now who have become hardened, the conservative podcasters that have become, their mouths have become open graves. They have become hardened, Father God, in this. Their hearts have become stone, Father God. Lord, that you, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, would shake them awake and enlighten them to this, Father God, in this time, Father God, that your wrath should have been poured out, Father God, that we shouldn't be like the wicked servant when you showed us so much mercy, Father God, to go off, Father God, and completely, Father God, condemn others that are in our shoes, Father. Lord, help us not to be the wicked servants, Father God, but those that rise to the occasion, that intercede, that pray, that speak life and life more abundant, that speak the word of the Lord, that reverse the plans and assignments of the devourer and the enemy and the agents of darkness and the weaponized form of demonic activity, to be those people, Father God, and those servants, Father God, that are able to speak, Father God, with power and authority from on high, with life, Lord, into situations, Father God, with power into situations, Father God, Lord, that we are equipped with the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds, Father God, though there are power, principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places, Lord, you say, therefore, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in that evil day. Help us to stand, Father God, in it, Father God. In Exodus, it says, the Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. That the peace of God that surpasses all understanding puts a guard over our mind and our heart, Father. Lord, we just pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, that if there are scales over the eyes of the administration, if there are scales over the eyes of those in Congress, if there are scales over the eyes of conservative podcasters, if there are scales of those over the eyes in the church right now, Father, that in the name of Jesus Christ, those scales would be removed. There would be a road to Damascus moment. There would be a Saul to Paul conversion, Father God. Open their eyes that they may see, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, We pray, Father God, that the principalities and powers right now, Lord, these Absalons and Hamans arising, do not lead your sheep to the slaughter, Father God, that your sheep are stopped short of being led to the slaughter in the name of Jesus Christ, that your holy angels are deployed of all offices, ranking divisions right now to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, that your holy firewall goes up, Father God, to put space in between, Father God, in order to prevent, Father God, your flock from being led astray, Father God. Lord, you are a God that exposes, you are a God of truth, and you are a God that reveals. Help it to be done in the way, Father God, that you are calling it to be done. Help it to be done in full submission to you, Father God. Help it not to be done in hypocrisy. Help it to not be done, Father God, in resentment. Help it to not be done out of old wounds, Father God, but let it come forth, Father God, out of what comes from you, your throne, your righteousness, your holiness is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Father, we intercede and pray for Marco Rubio and Eric Trump, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, Father God, and we command it be severed, the plans, Father God, against their life, that the Spirit of the Lord is released right now in the name of Jesus Christ to pierce, puncture, and destroy the plans of the enemy to hurt and harm them, that not one hair on their head will be harmed, that those plots will be reversed upon the planners and the senders now in the name of Jesus Christ, that they will be exposed before they ever come near them. Those plots and plans and schemes will be exposed. Let these timelines be disrupted, Father God, that the enemy is attempting to put in place, Father God. Lord, if Hamans are arising and Absaloms are arising, Father God, Lord, let your Esthers arise and your Hushais arise, Father God, to overthrow their plans, Father God. Expose the Ahithophels. Expose the council that is turned on leadership, Father God. Expose it, Father God. Expose Absalom in Congress that's going to stage a coup against Speaker Johnson, Father God. Expose it in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. Expose that spirit for everything it is and all its ugliness, that the people get on their knees and repent, Father God, that they get on their knees and repent in New York City for what they have done. Expose Haman in all his ugliness, Father God. Allow them to see the decree of destruction, Father God, as it goes out, in order that a reversal may go forth. Father, strengthen your church in this time. Help us to focus on the matters you want us to focus on. Help us not to focus on the noise or the frivolous matters or discord, Father God, that's being sown, Father God, or what is being sent out that you hate. Father, for your word says there are six things the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among the brethren. Father God, let that be the plumb line in this time, Father God, not only here, but for every officer and leader in Canada that just did what they did on that farm and butchered and went forth as butchers, Father God. Let it be upon them, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. What they have just done, Father God, let that be the plumb line for them and being measured, and whether they are kept in office or not. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask, Father God, that if there is recklessness happening within the White House, Lord, that you put constraints on it. And you stop it, Father God, and it is redirected in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. We ask, Father God, amongst the chaos, the tumult, the noise, the fighting, the shutdowns, the accusations, the you did this, you didn't do this, you kept your promise, you didn't keep your promise. Father, clear the noise that President Trump and those who serve you, Lord, may be able to clearly hear you. Clear the noise, gag and muzzle it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that the noise doesn't reach such a deafening pitch that they miss, Father God. They miss key details, movements, things trying to be passed under the cover of dark that is going to end up rearing up to try to cut this term short. Father, we thank you that we can intercede. We thank you we can come together as the body. Father God, you say one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Father God, hundreds of thousands of people coming together, Father God, in this time of prayer and fasting, can say to this mountain, be thou lifted up and cast into the sea. And it has to obey us, Father God. We are speaking to these mountains in this nation. We're speaking to what's happening with this government shutdown. We're speaking to what's happening, the infighting that is going on. We are commanding it to move in the name of Jesus Christ. Be thou lifted up and move out of the way in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this be struck down in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the conspiracies that the enemy has caused to rise be gagged, muzzled, struck down, and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We give you all the glory, Father God. Father, help us, Lord, to be strengthened, refreshed in this time, refocused, repurposed, Father God, and ready to be diligent, Father God. Your word says in the book of Hebrews, you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Help us to have that discipline of diligence in this time. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I felt that too. I felt that. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. Okay. Now we're gonna watch. So continue to pray and intercede from everything that was talked about tonight. Pray, test it. Just continue to just pray for the disruption of what is happening right now with some of these timelines of what the enemy is attempting to cast right now. And pray for Elise Stefanik. Pray for her. Because there's a reason she's arising in this time with Haman going into office. Pray and intercede for her safety as well. Praise the Lord. Okay. A couple things towards the end. We have our newsletter sign up. Our team puts together an amazing newsletter that is absolutely free. And if you go to arcofgrace.org, you'll see two buttons on the front page. And one of them is the newsletter sign up. So you can click on that. You can put your information in. It helps us keep in touch with you. We put it out quarterly. And so basically, we would love for you to be a part of that. We'll show you right now. Here it is. You'll see two buttons as we scroll down. There you go. And one of them is the newsletter sign up. And so you can give us your first name, last name, email, and phone number if you like. We do send out text blasts too, if you would like to be part of that as well. Also, our social media handles. Rumble, YouTube, TikTok, Telegram, Truth Social are all Ark of Grace Ministries. Facebook is Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram is Ark of Grace 88. X is @AmandaGrace_AOG. We have an Ark of Grace app as well. You can search that in the app store. You'll see the dove with the olive branch. You can download the app. We go live on our app. We do push notifications on our app. We also have Ark of Grace Sanctuary on Facebook and on TikTok. So if you could subscribe to that, it keeps you updated on everything with the animals and the happenings at the sanctuary as well. We're also on pray.com as well. We are on Tuesdays and Thursdays actually as well on pray.com, and we download all our content there as well. Also, brace for impact as we close. This truly, when the Lord gave me this title, I didn't realize how prophetic this would be, this book. But I wrote, you know, I wrote this book before some of all of this happened, and some of what's going on is actually in this book. So you can go to arcofgrace.org. It's on the front page. You can scroll down, click pre-order. You can pre-order it on Amazon. It is coming out in April. So it's going to be amazing to see what transpires between now and April before this book comes out. But this book talks about events all the way to 2028. This is a very prophetic, impactful book. So you can go to Amazon if you want to pre-order it. And two of our sponsors at the end, we're going to put them up real quick. Givaderm First is having a Veterans Day sale. Thank you to all our veterans who have sacrificed so much with their families for our nation in this freedom. God bless you. We love you. You are true heroes, and we appreciate you. And this is Givaderm's Veterans Day sale. You buy a body lotion, a body addition system, you get a free, it's basically their deodorant. If you want all natural deodorant, it's called Pits Me Off. That is actually works very, very well. I have used their deodorant on many occasions. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Scroll to GiveADerm. You can also use promo code ARC and combine it with this for a discount. And we have the gentlemen at Griddown Chowdown, our two brothers who make an amazing freeze-dried, grass-fed, grass-finished beef. Has a 10 to 15 year shelf life, a salvation track in every bag, and it is very healthy for your family. They also now have jerky for humans and jerky for dogs. So they have their Griddown Chowdown jerky for humans, their beef jerky, and jerky for dogs. They have dog treats as well. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can scroll down the Griddown Chowdown. Use promo code ARC for a discount. Praise the Lord. Okay. It is dark. I'm actually sitting in a pitch black office right now. I have a ring light on me, but like the office is pitch black right now. So thank you everyone for joining us. Thank you to our moderators, our team. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also, Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35, and 51, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20, and 3, 14 through 19 as well. I say that every day. Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, incorporate that into your prayer life as much as you can. And Hebrews 11, we love to encourage you in the word. We will be back on live on Thursday from home base. We're looking forward to seeing you then. We'll be making the announcement about the new sanctuary member that's coming. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Keep the faith. We'll see you Thursday. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless.